We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Mark's and Reese extravaganza on a... It's not Monday, it's not Tuesday, it's not Thursday, it's not Friday. What is it like, Reese?
It's Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. What up, everybody?
Brother. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness gracious. We have we got some real sports to talk about in this town. We got the Phillies starting their season tomorrow. We have Eagles news and conversation. NCAA tournament creeping up on us here. Final Four.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's right. You'd stop watching.
No, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I'll be in Saturday night.
There's a team in Michigan still playing. Oh. I don't know if you heard. And they're not in East Lansing.
Let's go Nova.
Yeah.
Let's go Sister Jean.
So listen, Nova's a 5-point favorite against Kansas. Mm-hmm. Michigan's only a 5-point favorite against Loyola Chicago. Yeah, you're talking about a 3-11.
Give me Sister Jean in the 5.
Well, everybody will be rooting for the underdog, yes. Especially you and me.
Yep.
And everybody
I hope
else.
They win the whole tournament.
No doubt.
No, I don't. We want Nova to win.
Well, yeah. I was thinking everybody but Nova.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Over Kansas.
Yes.
Certainly over Michigan.
Yep.
I don't want to see Michigan win anything. That's for sure. All right, a lot going on. Roseanne was on last night, Ike. I know you missed it.
No.
It's sitting on my DVR.
I missed it, man.
Yeah, it's on my DVR.
Damn.
I'd watch some clips. Sludge had given it an official review.
Oh, yeah?
And he gave it 2 sludges up. He said it was actually excellent.
I actually wanted to watch it. I did. I just forgot that it was coming on.
Yeah, I had the baseball roundtable with Joe G, get home until, by that time I couldn't do it. Yeah, but
how'd
it
was, go?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Kidding me? Breaking down war and exit velo. And,
I was listening on the way home, so I didn't get to hear you come in. It was
Zalecki.
Marshall and Zalecki, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're ready. Actually, the ESPN... they put out their projections today, their power rankings and projections. They have the Phillies winning 81 games, ESPN.com.
What did I say, 83?
You believe that?
I said 83.
By tomorrow, you might be up to 85 because I might be at 90. But I went back to 86 last night for the official prediction. But we have that, and we have the opening day tomorrow, so we'll have a nice hour-long Marks and Reese show leading up to leading off, and then we'll do that. And then Phillies, opening day. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug yesterday... Ike, it is, he talked for 70 minutes.
Oh, man. Doug has gone from not being able to speak all off season to he's sitting down having 70-minute pressers.
Chatty Doug.
Ah.
70 minutes.
Breakfast with
yeah.
Doug.
Like, how much can you eat? How much do you think those fat sports writers were eating? Or is that you don't eat at all and you're just to eat before?
No, you got to eat, right?
Ah.
Got to sit there and eat.
I could see Rube eating some... Our buddy Ruben Frank maybe eating some eggs and some bacon.
I think I saw a picture where Jimmy Kemsky was eating.
Kemsky was sitting right next to Doug.
Yeah, eating.
He had a sausage. Yeah, his sausage link in his mouth.
Put like butter on his toast or something.
You can't. That's the thing. You can't eat if you're interviewing him. But that's a long time.
Right.
If you arrive late and you don't get a chance to eat, then you end up screwing yourself. Right.
I'd
go scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, potatoes, no toast, coffee. That's what I would go. But anyway.
Ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
All the owners are there and the head coaches are there.
Yeah.
Like, where are they at? In Orlando, Florida?
Orlando, normally. Yeah.
Yeah. So they had a nice plush resort.
Sure.
Right? Hey, you're talking about billionaires. This ain't millionaires. Thousandaires like you and I.
You're talking about long money.
Yeah, we're thousandaires. Yeah, we're talking about long money.
Long money.
Billionaires. So, they bring the wives down there with them, right?
Of course.
Whose wife do you think they were all looking at? Or girlfriend, I should say. Is he married? I think that's his girlfriend, it's not his wife.
What are you talking about?
Sean McVay.
Because he has the LA model.
The model.
Yeah, of course. Hey, I'd have an LA model too if I was him. Actually, you know what? I wouldn't. Right?
Why not?
Pain in the ass. He can get pretty much not any woman, but you know what I mean. When you're rich and you're young and you're a nice looking guy, you can get it. Why would you want a pain in the ass high maintenance model? unless you like being a part of being a socialite in Los Angeles. You like the fame and things like that.
Did you just ask why would you want
to
date a model? Why would you be married to a model?
Why would you want to deal with the high maintenance? Like Tom Brady, for instance.
Right.
Tom obviously takes marching orders from Giselle, right?
Yes.
He just does whatever she says, right? Mm-hmm. That's not my personality.
She's the breadwinner.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it, right? He can afford to take less money, Tom Brady. No, but I mean think about it. Like, my wife is beautiful, right? My wife is a beautiful girl or whatever, but, like, she's perfect because she's beautiful, she's smart and everything else. I don't need some high-maintenance model that's going to have everybody interested in her being looked at and being doing this and doing that, and everything's about her and narcissistic and all this other stuff. I'd rather have a beautiful woman that's a regular gal. I don't need a celebrity. I could have chosen to date somebody in the media if I wanted to.
Right.
I could have tried to be in Philly.com, Stu Bykofsky, or Dan Gross. I could have tried to do that.
Who could you have dated if you wanted to?
Well, any of the
oh, really?
The local. Sure.
Yeah. Just tell me.
Why not?
Give me a couple. Throw it out there.
Give me some names, Ben. Give me some names. I'll tell you where I could have.
Colleen? Well, how long have you been married?
3.5.
Okay.
So I've been with my wife for 7 years.
Okay. So, and during that time, you could have not gotten married, right? You could have changed your mind.
Could have changed my mind, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would have been messy.
I'm not going to put you on the spot, man. You already got a tattoo of a man on your back.
No, you can put me on the spot. Nah. I like that. Like Jillian? Yeah. No.
Jillian Millie?
No. No, because I would have never been able to deal
with
her.
Not your type?
She's a beautiful girl. Nice girl. I would have never been able to deal with her. Absolutely not.
All right.
Not wouldn't even consider it.
How about
Colleen? Colleen Wolf? Gonzo's wife?
Uh-oh.
I should have made a move on her before Gonzo.
Uh-oh.
I love her. She's great. She is. No, and I'm saying that Gonzo's my buddy.
Oh, hell no.
No, but she's great. I'm not talking looks-wise. She's just, she knows sports. She's good at her job. I love Colleen.
Right.
I could have maybe made a move on her. Casey?
Gonzo's your boy, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Gonzo's lucky guy.
He got in there first.
Who else are we talking about?
Casey McDonald?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. She likes athletes, man.
Yeah, and she's, I'm
5'0". But, you know, I probably could have.
She's high maintenance, it looks like.
She
likes athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she likes athletes.
How about Molly Sullivan?
Could I have?
She's younger than you.
Could I have? Well, yeah, a lot of these women are.
Well, I'm just trying to find somebody that's more, you know, in your league.
No, well, I mean, I'll say this. If you give me the chance to get to know you and talk to you, I'm a very sensitive guy. Like,
yeah, okay.
I can, you know, I can form the relationships right there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't elect to go for one of the Sheena Parveen.
Right, okay.
One of those. Because, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she would have went out with me, Sheena. Sure.
Got you.
Absolutely.
I think I should have gone out with somebody else.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Doug eating breakfast?
Might be a little taller than you are.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Everybody's taller than me. You know what it's like being listed at 5'10 and going into a bar, a crowded bar?
No, I don't know what that's
exactly.
Like.
Yeah. You look up at everybody. You look up at everybody. But, you know, Doug.
Yes, let's get back to Doug.
Doug, everybody. A very important Eagles conversation on a Wednesday. So, Doug yesterday is talking about, you know, Carson Wentz comes up. And we played some cuts from yesterday. But Carson Wentz comes up. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that he says, yeah, he doesn't have to play in the preseason.
Right.
And you've said this a lot of times. You don't want him playing in the preseason.
Yeah.
You get him out there.
Coming off an injury. I don't need him playing in the preseason.
As long as he's healthy, let him work out the rust in the regular season, which is
on the field.
What a lot of people do anyway.
Yep.
He also talked about needing to sit down and have a conversation with Carson. And this is something that we've talked about a bunch of times, and we've even kind of done topic-y stuff on it to where, like, can Carson continue to play the way he plays, or does he need to really – change what he's doing, or at least realize that he needs to take his less shots than he's doing. And I believe that Carson, just over time, will naturally realize what he can do and what he can't do, because you do need to stay on the field. You being injured on the sideline, like last year, like the ACL, LCL, that really was a freak injury. That was a freak injury. The fact he got injured on that play wasn't freak.
Right.
He dove head first into three defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been a shoulder. It could have been a head injury, whatever. So what do we want to play first? Doug on the timetable? Let's do Doug on the timetable there, Ben. Here's Doug talking yesterday.
There's going to be probably a period of him just getting back into quarterback shape, let's say. Moving around in the pocket, You know, guys kind of falling around his legs, things of that nature. Just getting that comfort back. But seven on sevens, individual work, are things that I'm kind of processing through right now, and then slowly building, you know, through if he's available for games or whatever, you know, just kind of build that slowly. I don't necessarily need him in preseason. You know, I need him ready for week one.
Yeah, I agree.
Need him ready for week one.
Yeah, right now they don't know where it's not even April, right? The end of March.
Yeah,
they don't know where he's going to be in July and August just yet.
They don't know, but I do.
He's gonna be there.
He'll be playing week one.
Ike, by hook or by crook, his knee may hurt like hell. He's telling people he's just fine, right?
He will be playing week one. You can bet on it.
He'll feel that ligament flopping around in his knee. He'll be out there throwing passes.
He's working his butt off to try to get that thing right. And
oh no, he'll be fine with Nick coming in and starting the season, right?
Nah, that's the last thing he wants. He doesn't want that. Believe me when I tell you, he doesn't want that. And I can understand why. This man just delivered the most coveted piece of hardware this city has wanted, right, for decades.
Decades.
You know, we're going to build a statue of him, of Nick Foles.
Yep. A little one, though.
You think he wants Nick Foles out there ceremony night, opening night of the season, beating Minnesota again, you know, getting the team off to a good start, and now he has to wait until Nick fails to get back on the field because some people, Ben, fans out there, will be saying, no, let Nick stay. He's playing well. Let him play.
You're damn right.
Yeah, and they're going to say it.
You're damn right they will.
Yeah, they're going to say it until he plays bad.
Which is unfair because everybody has a bad game. Carson Wentz has had bad games.
Exactly.
No, I agree with you. Like,
exactly.
The worst thing that could happen is Nick Foles playing a game.
That's the point. People think getting Nick off to a good start. Yeah, Nick said Nick's 3-1. What makes you think Nick wants to come out now?
Oh, he'll be fine with
it. Yeah, what makes you think he wants to come out? Because he had one bad game.
Now he's going to take less money to play. He's going to sign long-term for very little money because he doesn't need it. And he's going to be fine with backing up, but he doesn't want to play.
Come on, man.
888-729-9494. Let's play the other one, Ben.
Well, they want 11 on that field as soon as possible. Now, not to the detriment of his health or the future of him as a player, but, man, you best believe if it means just being rusty and sacrificing that, they're going to go through just being rusty.
Yeah, they don't care.
They'll take the chances with him just being rusty and chalk it up to rust.
Yep.
That's your built-in excuse right there.
Yeah,
it's rust.
The doctor clears him. It's just whether or not he's actually ready to play. As far as the rust. All right, Doug's talking about Wentz, and hey, listen, he needs to be on the field if he's going to be effective. Here it is.
We'll cross that bridge at some point, you know, maybe one of those conversations he and I will have probably later in the spring as we get closer to camp.
But you will. You will say.
I'm gonna sit down and talk to him and you know, just you know, longevity is everything in this business, you know. I mean, learn from the best. Learn from Tom Brady, you know, who got hurt early in his career, and learn from guys that have done that, you know, and yet still went on to have great careers and long careers, and you know, longevity is everything in this business.
Yeah, but the Tom Brady comparison doesn't make sense.
Nope.
And he was on the spot because Tom Brady was injured in the pocket.
Yep.
Who's a good comp for Carson to say, like, hey, listen, I don't want to say Michael Vick because they're two different sized players, and Michael Vick, he really
and
had
a Rodgers.
Kid. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt inside the pocket, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he gets hurt outside the pocket, too.
He does. He does.
He pulls hamstrings.
Early Ben.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Flacco, until he had that freak knee injury, started every game that he ever was in the NFL.
And that injury came in the pocket, right?
Came in the pocket.
Yeah.
Eli. But those guys don't have mobility. But the fact that they play 16 games a year is really one of their best attributes.
Well, here's the thing that I'll say before we go to break real quick.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It's going to take too long. So we can go ahead and go to break.
888-729-9494.
Come back.
888.
I got news for you.
Eh?
You got to let a Bronco be a Bronco. That's all I'm going to tell you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.